Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yes, it's still January. It's the 26th of January. Although for some people, there might be a bit of money in your bank account after getting paid. Hopefully there is. So it's closing arguments in the Regency trial at the moment. And lots of accusations have been put forward by both parties, senior counsels and counter-defence. And that's all playing out at the moment. It will probably wrap up by tomorrow. But unlike a normal trial, it will take probably months before any sort of a verdict is delivered, because the three judges involved will have to go off and review all the evidence. Then they will come back and explain it in forensic detail as to why one decision was made or whatever. But it still has to be unanimous verdict, even though it's three judges. So that could be April, could be May before we hear again about what goes on there. So that's what's going on in the Regency trial. You bend it like Beckham is a great headline. David and Victoria have asked someone to build them an outside jacks in their gaff. So they have a lake in their house, but when you need to go and spend a penny, you have to traipse all the way back to the main house. When I say house, it's probably a castle. So they have put in planning permission, and they want an outdoor loo. I'm sure it's going to be a fancy loo. Like, it won't be, you know, back in the old days if you lived in tenements and you had a kind of a brick house out the back with a bowl. I don't think that's how this is going to work. Pal said, David and Victoria love holding parties near the lake, but it was too far to go back when you've had a drink and, you know, yourself. David asked the architect to design the wood-built toilet block behind the wild kitchen. And as toilet breaks go, it's a lovely place to spend a few moments in the fresh air with the sounds of birds and all the other animals in nature. Well, that's nice and handy. Some of us want a shomra, if we could manage to do it. They've probably done that already, but they'd like a jacks. I feel this didn't get as much news yesterday, perhaps, as you would have expected. But maybe it's just because there's so much reversing to be done. And it's a great part of starting the reversing, but it's not enough reversing, if you get what I mean. Pope Francis yesterday branded laws criminalising homosexuality unjust and called on bishops supporting them to welcome LGBTQ plus people into the church. Speaking of the Vatican, he said being homosexual isn't a crime, and acknowledged bishops in some parts of the world would support laws criminalising being gay or discriminating against the community. But he said we're all children of God and God loves us as we are. So I mean, that is a fairly big step, but as I said, maybe just too little too late kind of thing. I want to guess this with Crossy in a second, but if you're a parent or you've ever been told to do something, or you're still living at home, you'll probably go, oh, yeah, that's me, yeah. If there is any sort of Love Island merchandise in your gaff, you have helped create a monster. You know those water bottles in particular that had your name on the side of it in pink? Well, Love Island has made €22 million in merch sales, particularly from those personalised water bottles. Viewers have been able to snap them up since 2017, and insiders say this year's series with Maya at the helm has pushed sales over the 22 million stone milestone. It just shows the popularity of the show. Yeah, I'd imagine all of those bottles are kind of just sitting in presses now in kitchens. It's not something you'd like. You're not going to use the same water bottle for whatever 5 years, 6 years, are you? I'd like to know, as Maya got it cut in, though, that there'd be another one to do it. Other available spin-off items are tote bags, pet bowls, wash bags, robes, baby beakers, Christmas stockings and phone cases. The suitcase costs £65 or £96, depending on the size. All over Ukraine yesterday, Ukrainian women have taken to wearing leopard print because of the tanks, the names of the tanks that have been sent to well, I suppose, use on Ukraine's behalf, which I imagine has made a lot of people, certainly me, a little bit nervous, because you kind of go, okay, this is a bit more, other countries are involved, where is this going? The reason was simple. Germany's cautious Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, had bowed to growing pressures at home and abroad to sanction the use of its Leopard 2 tanks in Kyiv's struggle for survival against the assault from Russia. So if you know a Ukrainian lady, perhaps even here, and she's wearing leopard print anywhere, you'll know what that is about. It's kind of a show of solidarity. And finally for the moment, be careful if you're giving advice to a friend or a family member. It can be well-meaning. It can be, I don't think you should marry her, or I wouldn't take that job, or whatever it is. But interfering in loved ones' big decisions could in fact violate a crucial moral right, according to a philosopher. He argues everyone has a right to discover who they will be as a result of their choices without interference from others. I wouldn't necessarily even look at it that deeply, although, you know, no disrespect, Mr. Philosopher. But just be careful. You know the person. So just think before you give that advice. Will this get their back up, or will they take this in the way I mean it? And that's not always an easy thing to figure out before you give the news. And then you might be told. But great one I heard once upon a time, and I use it quite regularly, is, you ever tell you about my granddad? No. He lived to 100. Wow. Do you know how he lived to 100? By minding his own effing business. Right.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPmooney.ie.
So the most handsome man, biggest bleeding ride in the world, should be the title of it, is Regé Jean Page.
Yeah, I get that.
From Bridgerton, and at one point definitely was rumoured to be the next James Bond. Not sure where that's gone now. He's 34.
Yeah, I get that. You know, everyone loved him in Bridgerton. Was he in something else recently that everyone loved him for?
He was, I'm sure, yeah. Something recently. Well, you're the film guy.
He is in a brand new movie that's coming out called Dungeons and Dragons with Hugh Grant in March. And they're saying this movie is going to be out of this world.
It's a great game as well in the 90s, Dungeons and Dragons.
I think it's based on that.
So he has the 93.65 accuracy to the Greek golden ratio of beauty phi, which measures physical perfection. Chris Hemsworth is second, Michael B. Jordan is third, and Harry Styles fourth in the list, which has been compiled by a facial cosmetic surgeon.
I'm just looking at his photograph here now. Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. When did they do the girls? It's usually the day after, isn't it?
Is it the day after?
Yeah, I
still
think it's the day after. Yeah, I think they do the lads first and then the girls.
I would like. Is that even allowed? I wasn't sure if that'd be allowed anymore.
But it's mad. A friend of mine got the teeth done over in Turkey. And he told me that Irish people have a massive problem. When they go over, the dentist usually goes, do you want the Hollywood smile or do you want one to suit your head? And everyone goes for the Hollywood smile, but they don't do anything to their face. So they get the teeth minus getting the, you know, your face transformed. And he says that's the big issue. If you look at Ryland Clark, his teeth didn't suit his face because he went for the Hollywood smile, but that wouldn't have suited his mouth.
Getcha.
You need to kind of bang your jaws to make them look.
So what, they throw in a bang your jaw for a few extra quid? Like
a few extra quid, so it means the teeth actually fit your mouth.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just get train tracks. Or just be lovely the way you are. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, some of them are very, very white. Very, very white indeed. Bono's daughter, Eve Houston, although she probably hates even being referred to as Bono's daughter, has admitted that she didn't want her dad's singing advice ahead of the new movie Flora and Son. Is that a margarine, no?
That is going to be a good movie. Who's in that? There's your man's in it, Jack Rayner.
She plays a struggling young mother in Dublin who attempts to connect with a troubled son, who's played by Oren Kinlan, who is Lawrence Kinlan's little fella. But he's not that little anymore.
That's why he was at the Sun. He was at a big screening over in America the other day. I was like, why is he over there?
So Lawrence, who was, among other things, Elmo in Love, Hate.
Nice fella.
His young fella, who looks like he's in his kind of early teens now, will be in this. What's in the cat is in the kitten, as you'd say.
Yeah.
Eve said, when it came to singing, she didn't ask her dad for advice. I've learned so much from him in terms of life presence, stage presence, but I didn't ask him for help, she said at the Variety Sundance studio. He offered, and I was like, no, thanks. He's like a really good singer and all, but I was like, no, you're grand.
You know the Razzies or the Ratsies that come out before the Oscars? This is where they take the make out of, you know, really bad movies.
Uh-huh.
It's always a bit better, I think, than the Oscars. They've had to make an apology because this year they put the nominations out after the Oscars and they nominated 12 years of age Ryan Keira Armstrong as worst actress.
Oh God,
she's only 12 years of age. So they got destroyed. They've had to apologise. Swear, we said, we also believe a public apology is owed for Miss Armstrong and wish to say we regret any hurt she experienced as a result of our choices. She's in a movie called Firestarter and they've taken her out of it because everyone is saying, come on, she's only 12.
Oh dear. Oh yeah. Dear. Oh dear. And not the only apology this morning, because MCD were a little bit premature in their announcement about Noel Gallagher playing at Royal Hospital Kilmainham on the 27th of August. Now, maybe there just wasn't enough zeros in the check, I'm not sure. But they've said that we will hope to announce a gig with Noel very, very soon. We'll be in a position to update you. The tickets haven't gone on sale yet, so no one's out of pocket or anything. But I'm not sure what happened there. Obviously, a breakdown of communication with someone.
Some of the comments online yesterday, like, people take these things to heart, don't they? Like, they really do.
Well, they're probably very excited. You hear, oh no, it's coming deadly, and then you, oh no, this is not
a... It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. We should all move on in our lives. Last night we were talking about this morning's show, as we often do, Crossy. You know, we're prepared professionals sometimes. Anyway.
That is it.
Prepared professionals. And we noticed a guy called Adam Rowe. His handle is Adam Rowe Comedy, and as you might have guessed, he's a comedian. Now, he's got 58,000 followers, so he's somewhat a big deal.
Yeah, he's going to be playing in the... What do you call that place? Laughter Lounge. He's in the Laughter Lounge this weekend.
Yes, and he's from Liverpool, so, you know, we like him already. And don't mean about football, I just mean about Liverpoolians in general. So he tweeted last night, I'm going to Dublin tomorrow. I have tomorrow night with no show. Even that took me a while. I was like, what does he mean, no show? Where is he not turning up to? Right, he's not doing a gig on Thursday night. Fine. If anyone has any advice of a great boozer or somewhere to check out that isn't the usual tourist stuff, give me a shout. I'm here for 3 nights, performing at the Laughter Lounge Friday and Saturday. So maybe some of you are even going to see him. And then we were just saying, I know everyone will go, where could you go in Dublin? But... And he has mentioned the boozer, so fair enough, but he did say no touristy things. But are there any other weird things? We're not sending him to the storehouse or any of that stuff. Give us something a bit more left of field.
Cultural. Some are more cultural, but Dublin cultural. Like, if there was a place we said, you need to go up there in Dublin. Like, that ghost bus tour. The Viking splash tour. You know, stuff like that that you wouldn't really think of first thing.
Because Viking splash is a bit touristy now.
Do you think it is?
Yeah.
I walked past it the other day. I was like, I'd love to go on that now.
You'd be great. You'd be great hosting that.
So I used to tell my dad, right, that every time you drive past them, when you're in the car, you have to roar at them. And they completely forgot about it. About a year later, I'm in the van with him. And all of a sudden he goes, I think we're crashing. He was roaring at the Viking splash.
Now, someone has replied to him and said, do a tour around Grafton Street with, I think we've been about... Neary's, Old Stand, Grogan's, Long Hall, Peter's Pub, Hogan's, McDade's, Brooksells. I mean, you'd be in a heap after that.
Yeah. And even, do you know what, pubs are pubs, but there has to be other things to do in Dublin, bar doing that.
And the Laughter Lounge, where he's going to, said, do the Howth Cliff Walk. It's our favourite place in Dublin. Super excited to have you back with us, mate. Howth Cliff Walk is good. I'm thinking, how will he know how to get there? Obviously the Dart, but then it's quite a walk, but that's the whole point. So, is there anything else that you would, if you had the choice, let's say you were his chaperone for the day, where would you send this comedian, Adam Rowe, around Dublin? Look, it can probably involve one or two pints, but, like, there is more to us than that. And in fairness, he probably hasn't got 12 quid a glass.
Yeah, especially in Temple Bar, because that's how much it costs. the Leprechaun Museum, that's over by Jervis. That's brilliant, actually.
Send him on a rip-off chicken fillet roll from Dublin. No.
See, no, we want to be positive about these
things. The Clontarf Bass. Can he swim there now, though?
I think you have to pay to go in and swim.
Well, that's all right, Jay. You know,
like that's a massive thing now for Dublin. Jumping into whatever part of the Irish Sea.
You started it.
There you have it.
Send them to the driver's theory exam trailer in the Red Cow car park. That's very specific now. Is that because you're there, Jenny? Or what's the story? The grave diggers and the cemetery afterwards. Well, he could have some relatives in there. If he's from Liverpool, he could be, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, and that cemetery is actually a good crack when you walk
around.
It's
a bit morbid, though. The Henrietta Street Museum. Very interesting history of Dublin in there.
Can I say one thing, right? I drive to work here every morning. Myself and Enya have a show every Saturday morning. And I drive down Pier Street at about 9 o'clock. And the queue, I've never seen a queue like it, outside Bread 41. Bread 41 on Pear Street every Saturday.
So what is it, like a coffee place?
They make their own bread in there. But okay. Someone just said Bread 41 for an almond croissant.
Caroline A is a fan. Okay. Up the blue light. Yeah, that's a good shout. All right, any of the mountain pubs, you really can't go wrong. You've got the Merry Plowboy, you've got Johnny Fox's, you've got Blue Light. No, I think it's just really good bread.
It's really good bread.
Bread 41, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, if you have any more suggestions that don't involve bending too many elbows for this man, Adam Rose is his name, and he's playing the Laughter Lounge this weekend, you should please get in touch.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Good morning, Lindsay. What's going on in your world today?
Good morning. Nothing much. Just in work.
What is in work? What does that mean?
I work in a restaurant.
Okay.
Can you say which one?
Yeah, it's the Station View Cafe in Lucan.
Lovely. Okay, what's for breakfast this morning?
We have a full Irish eggs Benedict with salmon, eggs Benny with bacon, porridge, granola.
Lindsay,
a mix of things.
You're going to send Crosby off now. He's going to keel over here in the chair. Right.
Lovely.
Any pudding?
Yeah, black and white pudding.
Oh, you're all right, Crosby.
We're all here. Come on, Lindsay, you're going to win this grand. Everyone who I asked all these questions to yesterday, they all got 9 out of 10. They said it was very easy, so it's looking good for you.
Well, fingers crossed.
Do all the people that come into the shop now, do they all know you?
They do, yes.
Right.
Extra puddings this morning now, no for pressure. Anyone who mentions FM 104.
What do they call you? Like, are you Linz? What do they call you? What do the regulars?
No, just Lindsay.
Just Lindsay, okay, all right. Okay, 10 questions. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In the trade world, what's a sparky known as?
Electrician.
We have a new bank holiday this year, but what month is it in?
February the 6th.
What colour is Where's Wally's jumper?
Red and white.
It's probably in front of you. Can you spell the word marmalade?
M-A-R-M-A-L-A-D-E.
What birthday is Aspire celebrating this year? The 20th or the 25th birthday?
20th.
Where in Dublin is Kilmacud Croaks based? Part of Dublin.
Oh, crap.
It's a suburb.
Oh, my God. Kilmacud Croaks.
Yeah.
They're in the news this week. Go on, the Croaks.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on, yeah. Lindsay. Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't think.
Oh, I'm going to have to move on.
Northside.
What brekkie cereal brand did Colin Farrell shout out at the Golden Globes?
Cornflakes.
Chicago and Goodfellas sell types of what?
Pizzas.
Who sings this? I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey, she makes a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Mi casa. Su casa.
Speak Spanish. Shakira.
Yes.
Shakira. And what's the name, the new name of the Olympia Theatre? There's a sponsor behind it.
Oh, Three Olympia.
Three Olympia is the right answer, Lindsay.
Yay.
Well, hang on a sec now. An electrician was right. We do have a holiday. It's officially for St. Bridget, isn't it?
For St. Bridget, yeah.
How come? So we're all making crosses for years in school and only recently someone decides we'll give her a bank holiday.
Yes.
What's the story with that like?
And it's the 6th. It's not the 1st. The day that you actually celebrate St. Bridget's Day.
How Irish. Where's Wally's jumper is red and white. Marmalade. Now, you did drop off the second end, but then you put it back in. And, you know, our motto in life is don't be a D. So we're letting you have that one.
Yay.
This 20th anniversary of the Spire. I think, is it today actually? I think it's the 26th. I think it could be. Killmacal Croaks, based in Stillorgan.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
They're all over the news. Hopefully it goes well for them.
Well, otherwise, they've all been a bit tired and emotional for the last few days. Crunch and cornflakes, pizzas is the right answer. Shakira, the song was Hips Don't Lie.
Hips Don't Lie. Shakira.
And Three Arena was the right answer. So only Stillorgan.
And Crunchy Nut, because it was cornflakes, so we needed actually Crunchy Nut. So you got 8 out of 10 today.
Not so bad. That wasn't bad.
It's not bad at all. You don't need to convince us. It's very good.
Lying with that.
Yeah. And I think is it still the highest score of the year?
It's 8. The highest score of the year, 8 this year.
All right.
Oh, deadly.
Back to work now, Lindsay.
Thanks a million, lad.
See you later.
Bye.
So this is actually good guesses. Brush your teeth. Well, in fairness, I know a lot of people are still living with their parents or have gone back to their parents. If your parents are still telling you to brush your teeth in your 20s, there's something seriously wrong there. So your parents or any grown-ups in the house do say this 333 times a year. Is it make your bed? What did you guess? Close the door?
Close the door. You know the way heat and energies and all that, you want to keep the heat in the house.
You do. You're letting all the heat out. I'd imagine that is there, but it's not 333 times. So I don't think you'll ever get out of this. And then, of course, when you get older, you will probably turn into this person.
Wash that? Is it like wash the delf or put on a wash?
No, put on a wash. No. Again, they're kind of things, hopefully, they're life skills you've hopefully learned at this stage if you're listening to us. Parents say they have to turn the lights off in an empty room 333 times a year.
I don't get people who put on big lights.
Oh, small lights are lovely.
Small lights are the best thing you can ever do.
We all look better. We all look hotter in small lights. We do. That's why. Why do you think nightclubs? Remember them? That's why the lights didn't come on till the end.
And further away.
Yeah, a bit of candlelight. You know, half your face is like a silhouette. You look gorgeous.
You've just terrified people there by saying it's 9 minutes after 11.
Did I? Sorry, I meant 11 after 9. Sorry.
Can we just... I can't say this, right? But this, obviously, this person who's texting, Linda, right? In capital letters, stop on the toilet seat for sake.
I'd imagine, again, that will be on the list. It's pretty minging, like.
Yeah.
It's pretty minging. But it is... So she's probably listening on the app. She hasn't heard the right answer yet. About a minute behind. So, yeah, it's turn off the light. 54% admit they've fallen out at least once a week over having a go with someone. Showers as well. What are you doing in that shower?
Does it take that long to do it?
Some girls do need to take a long time. Like, you might wash your hair twice, then there's conditioning, then you've got to get the conditioner out. That can take a while, can't it?
I love the lads just have one bottle and there's 3-in-1. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, the current shower gel this morning, it says 3-in-1, and it's just sorted, done. We don't even really wash our feet. Sometimes you wouldn't bother washing the bottom half of your legs.
It's a mad world that you live in, you know, when you get a shower in the morning. Do you face the wall or do you face looking out?
Well, unless you want to waterboard yourself, I wouldn't be facing the shower all the time.
But is that not what people... I would always... Yeah, because I'm trying to think. When I walk into the shower, the water's coming down on you and it's your body to the shower. But I was talking... It was actually Enya I was chatting to about. And she was like, no, she said she puts her back to the shower.
Yeah, back to the shower, yeah.
But is that not weird?
I don't think so, no. No, and also obviously women have different frontages to us. So maybe
there you go.
That could be a reason why ladies stand with their back.
Enya's a woman.
What's the general consensus, girls? Is your back to the shower, or do you face into the shower? You face into the shower, obviously, to wash your face, wash your makeup off, and all that. But I'd imagine then, you feel like you're constantly drowning.
No, it's so water. Nice.
Yeah, but constantly on your face.
No. I feel like you're Britney Spears and Toxic.
How do you breathe?
Ah, here it's not the waterfall now. Have you ever seen my shower? It's like a dribble.
You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't have constant water over your nose and your mouth.
Oh, Linda's back on again. She rotates.
She rotates.
Very Jesus. Fancy.
What about in the shower? Back to the shower. Back to the shower. Right. Is it back to the shower, front of the shower? We need to know, please.
It's a simple thing. We all do it. Well, hopefully we all get a shower.
And is it more of a guy thing or a girl? Is back to the shower more of a girl thing? Do fellas face into the shower? We need answers to this question, please. 087-679-7104. CNHR. Sometimes that can be a big threat or an empty threat, but they've also got a job to do. But so they're helping us here, is that right?
This lady's 20 years doing HR, and she's got three things to tell people who work just to have an easy life and work.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, don't share too much about your life. So if you're working in an office, no one should know everything about you.
Okay.
So that means deaths, illnesses, birthdays, who you're married to, what's the kids like, nothing like that. You should go in, do your job, give limited info.
That's a hard thing to do now. If you work with someone a long time, they're going to know things about you. You have normal chats. How did you get on at the weekend? How was your holidays?
But if you think that of any of the people who've ever worked in here or any other business that you ever worked in, the people who you knew not that much about always did well for themselves.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. But then you might be seen as being a bit standoffish.
Yeah, I suppose. This is what she said. Second thing is, don't be humble.
So don't be humble.
Don't be humble. She says, go in with an authority, go in with a smile, and be authoritative every single day. If you be humble, they'll walk all over you.
So go on like your LinkedIn profile in real life.
I've joined LinkedIn recently.
Oh,
I was trying to do a bit of business, get a few more MC gigs. I'm always available, by the way. But my God, the amount of waffle that people say on that.
No shame. No
congratulations
shame.
There on your new job. Shut up. And the third thing is,
that's as relevant as I'm available for gigs.
Don't stay longer than 180 minutes at a party. So if you're going to a party, do not stay longer than 180 minutes because that's when the trouble happens.
Right.
If someone told me and Nobby that at our Christmas party, we would have been home by 9 o'clock.
Ah, yeah, but we have breakaway groups.
Yeah, we did actually. Yeah, so it was good fun.
You can break away with people that you know are they're grand.
But 180 minutes. Like, that's not long. There are the three bits of advice. She said she's worked in her career for 20 years. She's had to listen to a lot of people talk. She's had to watch a lot of people do what they do. So don't share too much about your life. Don't be humble and don't stay longer than 180 minutes at a party.
Which is 3 hours, is all right.
Yeah.
As Ed Sheeran says himself, nothing good happens after two.
No, definitely not.
So, Geru. Okay, there's some advice, free advice from HR there that will hopefully help you out and have a long and happy career.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.